With Thanksgiving only 2 days away, if you can believe that, many of us are thinking about turkey and mashed potatoes. However, there are millions of Americans who do not know where their next meal is going to come from, let alone how they can even afford a Thanksgiving feast. Food insecurity is an issue facing many Idahoans, and when you don't know if you have enough money to pay the rent or buy food, research is showing us that most people choose to go without food. Fortunately, there are numerous resources in the Treasure Valley and throughout Idaho that can help people who face this challenge. Joining me in studio today to talk more about this is Karen Vauk. She is the CEO of the Idaho Food Bank. Thanks for coming in, Karen.
Thank you, Gemma. My pleasure.
When we talk about food insecurity, first, just quickly explain what that term means for people.
Certainly. The food insecurity is intended to represent those people who may not know where their next meal is coming from. This doesn't mean the same as being hungry every single day.
Mm-hmm.
But over the course of a month, there may be times during that month when they just don't know where that food's going to come from.
And we see this sometimes. I know we hear the term a lot when we talk about kids.
Right.
And that's why we have certain things in place in public schools and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
Because a lot of times, as research is showing, if a parent has to choose between feeding their child or feeding themselves,
the child will eat first.
The child will eat first.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
And are there certain groups, I mean, outside of children, mm-hmm. who we see suffer the most?
Certainly. I mean, there are some parts of the population that we see are struggling more, seniors.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, if they're on a fixed income and costs are rising, but their fixed income isn't increasing, they've got a shortfall. And so we see them struggling. In fact, that's a growing population of need here in Idaho that we're becoming more concerned about and paying more attention to. We also see populations like college students. With the cost of education going up as much as it has, it's really difficult for students to make ends meet and be able to get through school and have food.
That really surprised me
about
college students,
mm-hmm.
because I just don't think it's on everyone's radar.
Well, I think there's also kind of an expectation. I mean, I was hungry when I went through college,
mm-hmm.
right? We all struggle with having enough food, having enough money. But it's different today than it was when I went through college. It's just not possible. If you've got the cost of education, mm-hmm. and you have student loans and trying to pay for housing, the expenses just outpace what they're able to afford in many cases.
So speaking of that, too, when you talk about all of that, what we're finding is that people who face food insecurity probably also have some other issues they're dealing with.
Oh, certainly. It's not an isolated situation. What we find is that, for example, right now we're seeing a lot of challenges around the cost of housing. With those increased costs of housing, you look at having to make those choices.
Mm-hmm.
And people are going to pay their rent. They need to keep the roof over their heads. That's going to be their first choice. If they have medication due to health conditions, they have to weigh, do I spend the money on the medication or do I buy food? And especially where you have parents with children, they're going to reduce their own food intake in order to put more food towards the kids. But we do find most times it's the food budget that gets squeezed first so that they can cover the rent, they can keep the car running so they can get to work, all of those kinds of decisions. And food becomes the budget that gets decreased, which is why we need to have resources available for those individuals and families so we can help fill in that gap.
Is this more prevalent than you think the average person understands?
Absolutely. Yeah, we talk about how hunger is a hidden problem. Now, certainly we may see people who are struggling with food insecurity, but the vast majority we don't see. They don't want to be seen. It's not something you want to broadcast. And so you just wouldn't know. I mean, if you look at 1 in 8 Idahoans who are struggling with food insecurity, we don't see that many people with a sign that says I'm food insecure, but they are.
But that's shocking, 1 in 8 Idahoans.
Yeah. And the number of children, 1 in 6 children. So if you think about a classroom,
mm-hmm.
and how many students, 1 in 6 of those kids are going home and their parents are struggling with having enough food for them during the evenings and during the weekend when they're not able to get the school meals.
I'm speaking with Karen Vauk. She is the CEO of the Idaho Food Bank, and we're talking about food insecurity. So Karen, as a community, then how do we tackle this issue.
And this is where the other side of the story. Right. We have an amazing state with the generosity and really a sense of helping your friends and neighbors. We see that over and over again. So the Idaho Food Bank operates a statewide food distribution network. We have partners then in all the communities in the state to help deliver food through the church pantries or the senior centers or different nonprofit organizations. So there are many opportunities to provide the donations through the Idaho Food Bank, through those community partners, and the donations can be in the form of food or funds or volunteer time. And that volunteer time really matters because that helps us keep our operating costs down so we're able to move more food. Many opportunities.
And what kind of resources do you have? You talked about, you know, throughout all of the communities, mm-hmm. but even like on college campuses.
Yes.
You know, I mean, you go into the schools, things like that.
Right. And many schools have pantries also
right.
in the buildings. And so it's good to ask at the neighborhood school if they have a school pantry that they could accept donations. BSU has a pantry on campus, so you could donate directly to that pantry as well. But I think it's also important to look at the types of food. And I want to mention this because mm-hmm. it really does matter. We're really emphasizing healthy food. When individuals are food insecure, there may already be compromises in their diet. We want to make sure that the food that we're providing is nutritious food. So think about proteins, fruits and vegetables. If fresh isn't an option for that particular location, canned fruits mm-hmm. and vegetables is good. Canned proteins like tuna, you know, some of those canned meats, canned chicken, those options. Nutritious food is really important to provide.
And, you know, we had Happy Brands food on here yeah. a little while ago and talk yeah. about healthy food and what they are doing for the
Just
community.
Amazing. Yeah, that makes a huge difference because the health is top of mind. They're really focused on the nutrition, but want to be able to provide it to the community to help those in mm-hmm. need as well.
And how about people knowing that there are food pantries? Because I think some people probably aren't aware that, A, you have them
right.
in schools, and we're talking elementary through high schools,
right.
but even on Boise State's campus.
Right, yeah. So we do keep a list on our website. If you're interested to see if your neighborhood school or the university mm-hmm. has one, you can go on idahofoodbank.org, and where it says get resources, you can look there and see a list of all of the pantries that we provide support for.
So if you want to donate, but also if you are in need,
yes.
knowing where these are at.
Absolutely, yes. We want to make it easy for those to get access to the food.
So I know that when the holidays, you know, come upon us, a lot of people are incredibly generous within our state.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things that people do is donate to the Idaho Food Bank.
Right.
So, A, anything you need right now, but then I want to talk after the holidays.
Right, yeah. And it is important to remember that hunger is a year-round challenge. It doesn't just happen during the holidays. We are very focused on the holidays. We want families and individuals to enjoy the tradition.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of worrying, am I going to have food to put on the table for Thanksgiving, we want them to be able to enjoy the time with their families. So providing that holiday food really does matter. But you're right, in January, we're still providing support for those who are in need. Those donations year-round make a difference.
And what do you need come January? Because a lot of times, because of the holidays and because of the need,
mm-hmm.
you're kind of scrambling come January.
We do sometimes have to send out additional reminders
yeah.
starting in January. For example, the volunteering hours that I mentioned. Those make a huge difference in our ability to provide the food and the services. And it's as important in January as,
mm-hmm.
as
right.
volunteering is in December. And there also we have the ability for you to look at the opportunities online on our website. You can see what times are available for volunteering, and you can sign up right there. We try to make it easy. So just remember to continue to look for those opportunities.
Do you think that food insecurity is something that we could eradicate with the right tools in place?
Well, I want to believe so.
Right.
It's complicated.
Yeah.
It's not as easy as we can flip a switch and it's
over. And it all goes
over.
Away, right?
Yeah, but a couple of points are very important to remember. First, it's not about food availability. There's plenty of food
mm-hmm.
in our state and in our country for everyone to have food. So it's not about the supply of food. It's about access to that food. That's the challenge then that we have. And I think there's a difference between whether you're talking about food today and food tomorrow. So the way we talk about it is people who are hungry today, we're going to provide food for them today. Hunger can be a paralyzing condition. We need to remove that. So the food needs to be immediate.
Mm-hmm.
But then we think about food for tomorrow. And if a family is going through a challenging time, what can we provide to help them so that they can move away from that. So we have an emphasis on nutrition. We also provide, excuse me, some cooking education and nutrition education as well. Shopping on a limited budget, teaching some of those kinds of skills so that when we're looking at food for tomorrow, they're going to be better equipped to provide for themselves and their families.
And that's critical.
That is critical.
I want to thank you for coming in today and talking about this, especially 2 days before Thanksgiving. It just keeping it top of mind for everyone as we go into this holiday spirit, not to forget those people who are dealing with this every day.
And thank you so much for you having us on air, but also for all of your listeners who are so incredibly generous in helping their friends and neighbors.
Absolutely. My guest today, Karen Vaugh, she is the CEO of the Idaho Food Bank. We've been talking about food insecurity today.